Remember, gang, we're not doctors, and this isn't medical advice. What's up, jabronis? Welcome back to the show.
Jabronis.
Fitness, the other F word. That kind of, it's non-gender. I thought it was kind of, you know.
Oh, jabroni?
Yeah, it could be a girl. Yeah.
Oh, jabroni. Okay. I haven't heard that since like late 90s, jabroni.
I know. Where is that from, by the way? I just like it.
It's something from the 50s, I think, because the Rock, shout out Dwayne.
That's right.
He brought it back in the late 90s. Okay. But then I think it lasted, it was from back in the day.
Okay.
I think.
Okay. Well, we're going to bring it back. Everything in the 90s is now back, like overalls and choker necklaces. So we're going to bring it back.
Speak for yourself.
Show.
Okay. That's fine.
So, yeah. So anyway, welcome back to the show. My name is Summer Lee, and I'm here with my partner in crime. You know him, you love him. It's the DJ Zach Morris, also known as... That's when you come in, Aaron.
Oh, that's when I come in? All right. Clearly this is episode one. My name is... They call me Aaron Sakai, but they also think my name is Zach Morris, which was my DJ name, which really convolutes everything. Hi. Summer, what we got? This is episode one, you know?
This is the
Fitness Menace. Shout out Star Wars reference. If fitness people watch Star Wars. Yes. Phantom Menace. Summer, you watch Star Wars? Okay, just checking. The Phantom Menace, I'm sorry. You didn't quite catch on to that. But it's episode one. And we're...
Yeah.
New perspective, different perspective, I guess, than most, or all, hopefully, on fitness, right?
Yes.
So... What are we covering for the infamous episode one?
So we did have a topic we were going to talk about today, but what we're going to do today is we're actually going to table it because we wanted to discuss with certain level of detail the news that came out of the mayor's office with the change, the updates.
Yeah,
I'm honestly not sure what to call it, but it's the tiered system.
The
I don't
tiers.
Know if it officially. Yeah, the tiers.
Call it the tiers. The tears of joy.
Yeah. I don't know if they realized, their marketing team realized, you know, when they came out with this.
Well,
it could be
very emo. Maybe, you know, shout out everybody in Depeche Mode, like, who are crying already, now have the tears. So, yeah.
Now, isn't Depeche Mode more goth? Emo would be like Chemical Romance, right?
Oh, like Chemical Romance, Morrissey.
Yeah.
They're crying.
No, Morrissey's goth, too.
Morrissey's
right?
goth?
I don't know.
Morrissey's emo. He's like...
Okay.
He doesn't have sex. Right. He's celibate, right?
That's how he sounded, right? That's all his music.
I would cry listening to that if all day, you know. They're both crying. Both genres are crying.
All day to that music.
Well, I just cried before we started this. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I did too. but yeah, so why don't we maybe, if you don't mind, Aaron.
I don't mind.
Give a brief synopsis of what it means specifically for the fitness community here in Hawaii, because I think, as with anything that's been coming down with, when it comes to news from the pandemic and the city and county or the state, it gets so convoluted and so confusing.
Yeah.
So, but what does it mean for us as fitness enthusiasts or people who just want to be healthy?
Well, if we look at what happened on Thursday with the tiers, if you scroll all the way down to that chart, you're going to see two things. You're going to see group classes. Group fitness classes, and then you're going to see gym facilities, gyms, slash. And then you're also going to look at, I'm going to cover the third one, personal services. Now, that's an underrated one in the fitness world because that leads to personal training studios. And that involves myself because being that I am a, what they call personal trainer, I work out of a studio base, not a gym where there's members. So a studio will be a one-on-one situation with the client, and then you take them into a studio where there's exercise equipment. But it's deemed a personal service, like a massage situation.
Okay.
So in the first lockdown, we were able to open up before gyms, personal, because under the guise of personal services. This time around, we are on the same level with gyms, where we both factions now have to be outdoors. Thus meaning, as I mentioned massage earlier, if you are to get a massage, you must do it outdoors. No crazy water music, no hot rocks, because it's going to be hot already. You're going to have to be covered up in towels outside in the sun. doing a massage. That's per the new rules. So personal training must now be done outside. Exercise can be now done outside. Group classes can be of five people or less outside. A 24-hour fitness must now eliminate the roof and become outside. UFC, take off the roof, outside.
Simple to do, easy to do.
That's it. Honolulu Club, rip it off, outside. That's the new ruling. And that is for 4 weeks starting. This was September. We're looking at September 24th was the first day of this. And it's going to go for four consecutive weeks until we keep the case number down to under 200. It has to be 100 something, 5%, 6% is the weekly average that we must maintain for 4 weeks. Okay. So we can go like 51 day, 151 day, and it's not going to mess up anything. It's just as the average of the 7 day will create if we move forward to tier two, which then would be personal services open.
Okay.
Then it will lead to more people for the group class because it will be lead to 10 people now instead of five. The gym will now be able to open up at 25% capacity. That would be the tier two. So So the fitness world is, it's either, you know, it's back to staying at home, really, or park. You can exercise at a park now. There is that option.
They did open that up.
Right. So, you know, shout out Amazon Prime and buying weights. And then you must carry the weights. If you can find it, right. If you can find it. So that is sums up Hawaii's current
regulations. Where we're at right now.
Yeah.
As of that announcement, which was what, 2 days ago.
Okay. Right.
Well, I think one thing that popped up in my mind, first of all, I thought it seemed a little unfair to, even though they partitioned all the different types of services that have to do with fitness, like you said, there's the gyms versus the group fitness versus personal,
personal services. Yeah, that's what it's deemed.
So I thought that was great that they took pains to make that delineation, but it felt like the city was punishing everybody for the bad apples in just one of those segments.
Correct.
And I say that just as a casual person, this is just anecdotal, but I used to follow several local gyms. They were MMA jiu-jitsu gyms.
Right.
And they were posting footage like after they reopened everything, no distancing, everybody sharing the same equipment, nobody wearing masks, choke kids rolling around together. And I stopped following them because I was like, you folks are ruining it for everybody.
Morons.
And isn't that what the mayor was using that as an example of the two clusters that came from that knucklehead who went and trained all over the place.
Yeah. But
I mean, like, how do you feel about that in the sense of it seems unfair to be like, we parse you guys all out into the different categories, but we're gonna punish all of you.
Yep. And that's what they've been doing for all these other industries, right? They're blanket closing everybody, right? So.
Right.
Okay, so getting to regards to your question, here's what I've seen when we went to the first lockdown of how we had to reopen. So, of course, you know, I work at a club, the Club of Honolulu, I guess I'll put it. The Club of Honolulu. I'll just say where I'm working. So, we have to have meetings upon reopening. What are we going to do? We're cleaning. We got to do this. We got to separate the machine, put the machine over there. And then, in turn, we have to have a meeting with all of the different departments, one of them being the personal training department. And I said this before in the intro and in the intro show, and I'm not a fan of fitness people. And a lot of times it's because they're in their own bubble, their own little world of thought. Yeah. And the thing that came up in the meeting was, why do I need to wear a mask? It's going to interfere with the way I train. I'm like, you're just standing there and you're talking to them. What the hell are you talking about? And then people, I just feel comfortable walking in the gym with a mask or being with my client with a mask. So I'm like, okay. Yeah, I see where this is going. Yeah. And then it went from there to just like back to thinking about themselves and thinking about, you know, it's going to really hinder my training process, you know, having this thing blocking my mouth. So then I'm like, okay.
My beautiful, beautiful mouth.
Right. So then I'm like, all right, I rolled my eyes. I'm like, okay. Okay, I can't. Let's see how this goes. Club opens. Yeah. These trainers come in without. I was the only trainer wearing a mask, and I'm doing that.
Okay.
And I'm not saying I'm a fan of the mask here, but I'm just saying, right, I'm just doing it, just out of respect for. First off, I don't want us to close. I want a job. Second of all, because if we get an infection, that's it, right? If we get caught with something, we're done. We're in the media. We're done, right? And then all the other gyms are done. So for that, the industry, then for the client, out of respect to the client that I'm training, I do that just as a respect factor, being that I don't want to get you sick off of if I'm sick. So that's my reasoning, just a respect situation. It's all about respect. So then I'm going in there and I'm seeing all these other trainers without their masks. One trainer there had no mask, but their client had a mask. So that's even more like what the hell? Like, I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
Like, your client has a mask, but you don't wear a mask. That's the ultimate, makes no sense. The ultimate. You know, because back then we were allowed gyms, we were allowed back. This is, I'm talking to everybody, this is in June, where we were allowed to wear and not wear a mask indoors in a gym before.
It wasn't explicitly stated.
Right. Yet. That changed later on. But back in June, you could go to the gym without a mask and work out. So,
right.
If the client came up to me without a mask and I had the mask, I'm cool. It's whatever. I'm not going to, it's fine. But I think as a respect for the client, I'll just wear a mask regardless. So I just will always be in there wearing a mask. And then same with the studio. Like, the studio is safer because it's only going to be myself and a client, but still, yeah, I'm wearing a mask. And then, and we kept it all, and everybody was cool wearing a mask with it. I mean, of course, we all said it sucked and whatnot, but we just did what we had to do, and So the bottom line with the fitness people and how these fitness people were acting with all of this, I am not surprised that we go into this idiot who goes to wherever this was in some closet teaching a bunch of people, 5, 6, 7 people in I don't know where the hell they were at, some basement closet with, of course, no regulations. And I'll call out a bunch of people right now that are gyms, that are yoga studios. I'm not I could name them right now, but they know who they are. And they're places, there's one in Kakaako and there's one in Kahala. And they're not doing any type of cleaning. They're not doing any type of social distance, whatever. They're not even hand sanitizer. And they're going to go have hot yoga in there. And you're going to go bunch up 20, 30 people. Good luck. And this is what happens. It was those kind of people that shut this whole damn thing down. Then you got those people that do classes, the CrossFit people. And I'm not talking about the CrossFit people. I'm talking about the CrossFit people that don't want to call themselves CrossFit. But then they make these classes where they bunch up 40, 50 suckers in one room, and then they make them all, don't bunch up bullshit. And then they think, oh, that's going to be fine. That's fine right now, in an enclosed room. What do you think is going to happen there?
Yeah.
It's that kind of idiotic thinking that led to where we are right now, September 24th. That is it, because of that. Because of that one bad apple that screwed it up in that class. And it led to classes being shut down.
Yeah,
because that was the next order that came about, was we're shutting down group classes. The gyms can remain open, but you can't have Zumba. You can't have spinning. Right. You can't have the boot camp. So it's that kind of mindset that screws it up for everybody else. And it's these people who, that person allegedly was sick as he was training the class. Once again, idiotic thinking. He was probably thinking too much of himself, meaning I need to make my money off of my basement class so that I'm not going to go. I'm going to still teach the class sick regardless. Screw everybody else. I need to make my money.
Yeah.
And then that led to right now. Once again.
Well, and like, what do you think is, obviously we can't speak for these bad apples, but I'm curious myself as to say, as a business owner or as a manager in the place of business, why wouldn't you take those precautions that other more responsible gyms or boot camp facilities or whatever did take? Because like that's the sad part, right?
Yeah.
80 to 90% of the companies out there took it really seriously.
Yes, they did.
And they went over and above to keep it as safe as you can in the middle of a pandemic. So what do you think was the thought process? Was it just screw it, I want to make money? I
mean, there was no thought process. Hmm. They're not thinking. It's lazy business practices. It's being lazy. It's just not giving a damn. It's just they're still thinking this is the same world we were living in before. It's basically that. They still think this is January. And they just didn't give a rip. Just like the trainers who're not going to wear a mask because they think it's like beneath them to wear a mask. Not realizing the world that they're living in right now. It's people not realizing the world and reality. Mm-hmm. And they don't and they're selfish. It comes down to selfish. Being selfish and no respect. And that clearly is what's the case. Because if you were a good business person, I'll shout out the good people, because I don't want to give the bad people any name recognition at all.
That's a great idea.
So I'm gonna say like you have CrossFit Oahu, you have the CrossFit gyms in general. I'll just say CrossFit Zeus. Uh-huh. They know that they don't want to be closed. They want to make money, so we need to follow the regulations to not get shut down. So I get it with if you've seen online on the IG the squares. Everybody's a square, and we're all in our little square situation. And you must clean in your square, bring all your things that you need for the workout.
In the square,
right?
Yeah. And don't talk about Fight Club, right?
Exactly, right. Yes, let's. I always think of soap when I think of the word Fight Club. It's the poster. You have a little faction of squares, and you set that all up, and then there you go. And then I'm a member of these places, and I've gone to them, and it's fine.
Yeah.
And
shout out to Pareto Power.
That's where you go.
Gym too. Right. That's where I go sometimes. Yeah.
Right. It's just looking at following along and being respectful.
Yeah.
I mean, before this all happened, the whole thing that I liked a lot about CrossFit Oahu was everybody would clean up after themselves and everybody was respectful of their space, unlike a gym. You know what I mean? Like a 24-hour or whatnot, right? Where you don't see people clean at all. People just are very, very just entitled.
Well, people are garbage people at a gym.
Right.
Yeah. They're the worst.
Bilal is what they call it. There's a lot.
Somebody that used to work in a gym.
Yes. Well, you know what? I still do, and it's still there.
Yeah. Right.
So that's the thing that I looked at. So then I knew that when it was time to reopen, that they would take those precautions again, which they did. Yes. And then when they added the mask mandate into this, to the picture, and then when they said no group classes, then everybody reverted and pivoted to open gym, right? You can go to your Orange Theory, you can go to your F45, and then it's open gym, that meaning we're not going to teach you, but we're there, so you do your own thing. And that's what happened. It was the open gym style. That was like the last thing before they shut down. And then at that point, you have to wear a mask, right? The entire time.
The whole time.
Because Kirk said, you know, if it's too hard, don't do it.
Yeah.
Direct quote from Kirk on exercise. If it's too hard an exercise, just don't do it. So I'm like, okay, well, I guess we're not exercising then. And we just tell everybody to go F off with their health, and that's it.
Yeah.
So that kind of brings us up to speed on what this whole tier thing is now and why they went off of this, because they went off of this with the DOH, Department of Health. And because Department of Health, the only reason why they jumped in on this thing is because they wanted to stay relevant, because they know that they're up shit creek. And they wanted to just stay like we have some authority here. It was an authority ego issue at Department of Health to jump in here with Kirk Caldwell and then be like, we're going to look at stats, and we're going to look at based off stats of what has happened of numbers wise. And this is what it is. They took it from that cluster in the basement, and they were like,
cluster.
Nope, cannot. Got to be outdoors already. So that's where they came up with the outdoors only. That's where they came up with the groups of five or less, right?
Yeah.
It all culminated from that. It all culminated from ignorance. It all culminated from no respect. It culminated from being selfish, playing stupid, lazy business practices.
Mm-hmm.
Combine that with the ego of what is going on in city and county, who's creating these mandates. Match made in heaven.
Yeah.
That's what we got.
Or hell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
I guess.
Yeah, that was my answer. Sorry.
Yeah, and I think. Well, I will say. One thing that was a little, this is just my perspective on it. But one thing that was kind of not nice to see, but maybe slightly helpful, was the idea that the city did have this system in place, because there was not a system before Again, not saying it's perfect, but the system of saying, okay, 4 weeks of average rate being this number, and then we go down to tier two, 4 weeks average rate. Again, not saying that is great, but just saying that it was nice to see a process when it didn't really feel like there was a process prior. And all of the mandates and stuff seemed really, really reactive. Like, we didn't see this. Shut it down. And it's like, give us a plan. All we're asking for is, do you think that in and of itself, just the fact that now we have a somewhat of a process, somewhat of a plan, helps us as citizens, or still yet this is, it's all, you know,
well, the bottom line to all of this is no one knows what the hell they're doing from day one. They do not know what they're doing. As far as a plan, they do not. If they had a true plan, the first lockdown, they would have met to figure out what the hell to do. They did not. So when it was to be reopened, where we're getting zero cases every day, we're just like, all right, let's go. Week one, let's go. Bring them on in. Let's go. Week two, week three. Come on in, everybody. And then they opened it. Yep. And they opened it way too fast, which they said, which... they should have closed it for July 4th. They should have not had July 4th open, because at that point, that was where everything was open, and that was when everybody didn't give a damn. They were all like ready to party, and they were all excited.
Bananas.
Right. It was because everybody was tired, so then it was time to party, and what better time to party than 4th of July? So they should have locked that down. They should have curfewed it, whatever the case may be, like they did with Easter, and then go from there, because as soon as July 4th came, everything went back up. Right?
Yeah, I mean, so that really was the start of...
And then that led to them panicking. And that led to them were like...
Panic.
Yeah. Right. And then because they didn't have a plan back in March and April when they should have, when there was a lockdown, they were like, oh, okay, so okay, cool. Next week let's have a press conference and then let's go ahead and close this. And let's go and regulate this. We got to wear a mask now indoors when you work out. If it's too hard to do, don't do it. Like just ridiculous kind of just knee-jerk reactions.
Yeah.
Because they don't know what the hell they're doing. And they need to say something and make a press conference to address something like that. And you have Department of Health back then, which was giving us all a bunch of information that apparently now was out the window, was clearly not misinformed to say the least, right? So there was that.
Yeah, putting it lightly.
So then they're listening to Department of Health right now, giving them all this bunch of bullshit, and then they're trying to react to it. They see the cluster. Okay, let's do this. And it was clearly this didn't think it out. They didn't think anything out. So then now they go to this other lockdown, and now they think this tier thing out.
Right.
And it's a mixture of Kirk's personal preferences. Kirk Caldwell is our mayor of Honolulu for the people in the mainland. And the Department of Health.
Uncle Kirk.
Kirk McGurk. So him, Department of Health, which gotten revamped, apparently.
Yeah,
They were like, okay, so what's the next step? And they all sat in a room, we assume, or a Zoom chat. And they're like, what are we going to do with this thing? We're going to do this tier thing. Why are we going to make these bunch of charts and this and how many weeks and greater than and less than symbols and all this shit? So it was basically to feed off the ego of the Department of Health. Fingers over here. Mm-hmm. And then Kirk's personal preferences. Because what Kirk likes and dislikes were clearly shown here of what was open and what's not open. I mean, everything had regulations, but you could clearly see Kirk has a vendetta against bars. Mm-hmm. Kirk has a vendetta against gyms. Kirk doesn't care about a gym. He doesn't go to a gym. He beaky bikes. So you have that. And Kirk is just pissed off at gyms because the only gym he goes to is a Korean bar. So you have that. And then the only restaurant he goes to is Zippy's. He talks about Zippy's numerous times in his press conferences. He's a big fan of Zippy's.
He does.
So you have these kind of measures, which leads to, it doesn't matter if we have this regulation, right? Because it doesn't affect me. It doesn't matter about this being this, and we have to sit with somebody we don't know, we know, in, as opposed to we don't know at a restaurant, because it doesn't affect me because I'm just there to eat. That's what he said, direct quote from the press conference. I'm just there to eat, and I eat fast, and then I wait for my wife to eat because she eats slow, and then we leave. That's what you do at a restaurant. You're supposed to just eat and leave. We don't socialize at a restaurant. It's scary stuff like that that's leading to all of the precedents, the gym situation.
Okay. Yeah.
Work out outdoors, because this is the same guy that said, if it's too hard, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't work out. That's not a person who works out what they say. Nobody who exercises says that. So that's how you can figure this out. Exactly. That's why I came to that summarization with Kirk. So that's where we're at currently. They don't know what the hell they're doing, to answer your question. That was like 10 minutes ago. Yeah.
But, well, I mean, in that case, if you are a fitness professional, I mean, obviously you know a lot. And actually, I know a lot as well.
Yes.
What in this environment, knowing you've got 4 weeks in a highly limited fashion, what do you, is it just Zoom stuff? Or do you try to do like more outdoor?
You have the advantage of outdoor now.
Mm-hmm.
So I would encourage that if you, however you want to do it, whether you have equipment, they have equipment, what have you, do body weight, what have you.
Yeah.
There are always going to be options. There's always a way to exercise.
Mm-hmm.
There will never be a way where it'll be impossible to exercise. When you have the human body, you have your own body, you can exercise. It's not like, you know, unless we cut all your limbs, it's just your head. You could probably still do something with that, kettlebell or something.
Hey,
but,
you never give up, okay? You got to want it.
Yes,
you
have that no retreat, no surrender.
You get your trunk and hippity-hoppity over there with your head and do like, body, you know, body rolls and stuff. I don't know.
Wow, that's great visual. But you can always do something.
Yeah.
So you have the advantage of now you could go to someone's house. That's allowed now.
I think it is.
So I don't.
It just has to be outside.
I gotta pull
up
the chart.
Let me
pull up this chart. But I think you can visit someone's house now. So say you can, then you can train that person at their house. So then you have that person. Or if you have weights, you're gonna, you know, obviously you're gonna try workout on your own. You can work out outside. There's jungle gyms outside in parks too, and thing we haven't covered yet, where you have like the pull up bar and things of that nature, push up bar and.
Yeah.
Those little jungle gyms. I'm like Kahala, Diamond Head Road. There's that thing by the KCC Culinary. That's a workout thing. I'm assuming that's open right now. I don't know if they temperature check you before you go walk in there. I don't know if there's going to be a guy that's just there before you go and jump on the thing, that body weight thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
But there's that. That would be the options. I mean, of course, you can do the Zoom chat for the people that I really just call like the people that just don't want to leave the house. You have that group of people. I guess we haven't addressed those people that haven't left the house since March and are just pretty much going to stay in their house till they die, apparently.
I
don't really get it, but people are that afraid and they exist, and they exist of all ages, so I'm not going to count out one.
All ages.
Yeah, I'm not pointing out any demographic here because I've heard it all. 20s, 30s, 70s, well, it doesn't matter.
And maybe we can digress to on something about that. Like, what would be your, what is your, it's just your own personal opinion about how to approach the risk, right? That's this, the whole thing is based on what is the risk in terms of getting the virus and then spreading it. So what I'm going to say now is, again, I am not an epidemiologist. I am not an infectious disease doctor. So this is just a layperson's perspective, but I think when you think about your own self, it just is going to come down to what is what is your willingness for that risk, and how is it going to be reflected for the long term, and how realistic is it to be consistent in the long term? So I guess I'm not, and I think I'm not being very clear, but what I'm saying is,
I think I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Like how do you address this realistically being the most important thing and consistently for the long term? Because
definitely
at this point, it seems like it's going to go, I think Dr. Fauci said well into 2021.
Oh yeah.
So, I mean, obviously I guess the best pick case would be to stay in your home until they say it's all clear. I mean, of course, that would be the best. And you don't live with anybody, and you get everything through Postmates. But that's not the world Postmates. We live in.
Yes. I'm trying to find the chart, by the way. So, yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah. So I guess what I'm saying is I think what I'll do is I'll share how I look at it. And
yes.
I would love to hear how you look at it. But to me, and again, I am not an expert. This is a layperson saying this. I'm thinking about, okay, it's a given there's a risk. there's going to be times when I'm going to have to go out into the public, whether I want to or not. You know, if you're going to go grocery shopping, or even if you just, you do want to go and take a walk with your friend outside.
Yeah.
You're going to have to just make these, they're calculated risks, right? So I think to myself, this is just, again, my personal opinion, is keep, if I can keep stuff outside as much as possible, that's like the first hurdle. So I'm going to try and, if I can, again, this is not going to always happen, but try if I can to minimize the amount of times I'm in a room. Definitely minimize the times that I am in a small room that's enclosed. But again, you're going to, that's going to happen. So that's fine. But to kind of look at it that way of saying, okay, well, I have these filters and it'd be great if they meet these filters, but if they don't, then I got to make a calculated choice about whether or not I'm going to go. So obviously I'm not going to somebody's house that's air conditioned where there's 30 people I don't know. But again, like if I want to go have a picnic with three people and we're all distancing and we're outside and it's nice and breezy, yeah, I might do that, you know? So I just want to know what you thought about that kind of, how okay. are you approaching it realistically and consistently for the long term?
Well, for myself, if I go the route of me personally,
right,
I will do what's needed to be done out of respect for the fellow man, woman,
mm-hmm.
and that is to do things such as wear a mask and what have you.
Right, absolutely.
You know, yes. as we start with times. That, yeah. right, and then for the next fact of okay, if I enter a gym, for example. Do the things that should have been done before, but do the things that are now, which is clean down things, distance yourself, what have you. It's kind of a unique situation for myself because if I do work out, it would be in the studio that I work out of, which would be only me in there by myself working out.
Yeah.
So right. there's nothing really of any risk there. I just clean up, right?
Yeah.
If it's the club of Honolulu, if it was open, it was very minimal of attendance there anyway because of the fact majority of the people who are members are older. Mm-hmm. And yes. being older out and about isn't really trending right now for the yeah. older people. A lot of them are spooked, right? And a lot yeah. of them are hiding in their house. So therefore, it's a minimal interaction in there. So I, in me personally, I've been kind of in the clear as far yeah. as working out in the world, because there's not really much of risk.
Right.
For others, though, just look at, and what I've seen out of with clients is whatnot, is I've noticed a lot of new people wanting to start training with me because yeah. they're fed up. They're fed up of being on lockdown, and they yeah. don't want to be in a gym. They don't want to be a 24-hour fitness with all the people. So a training studio has its advantages because there's nobody there. And it's the safest, basically, place you can go indoors to work out. If you distance yourself really? Out yeah. and you if you mask yourself out, that really is it, right? Yeah. I mean, that's it. So you don't have any other people around you. So then it'll just be me and the person. So then a lot of people like that environment. So I noticed a change in that where people were interested in just doing that. And it comes down to whether you were working out before or after, or before this or now. It really comes down right. to that. If you weren't into exercise back then, you're not going to be exercising now. And then you're yeah. going to make up excuses saying, like, my health is at risk. When your health yeah. was already at risk with not working out and you got obesity or you got diabetes or something else. But that doesn't matter now. All of the diseases are gone. It's only one disease now. So I can eat whatever I want. It doesn't matter. Heart attacks don't exist anymore. Stroke doesn't matter. It's all about coronavirus, right? So therefore, they're going to yeah. hold on to their health because they don't want to get the coronavirus. But never mind anything else. So they're going to hide yeah. at home. They're going to be cooped up at home. And they're not going to give a shit. So it really comes down to that, because the people that are willing to go out and work out are people that worked out before. If yeah, you're a healthy guy back then, you're going to be confident to be going out now.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean? Like sure. yourself, being a healthy person you are, you would be confident to go out. I think you are. Confident to go out.
Yeah. Yeah. And you
and
know, I
do
just,
stuff.
Exactly. And I don't want to say, I don't want to just clarify what I said. I'm not saying if it's enclosed, I don't go at all. I'm just saying, you know, evaluate each situation.
You calculate the risk, right?
For you.
Like yeah, you said, yeah. if you see 20 people and they're all bunched up together, doing a bunch of bullshit in a class. No, get out of there. Right.
I'm going to moonwalk right out of there.
Exactly. I like to video that next time. But exactly, you're just looking at a calculated risk, and you're just thinking out what your situation is. If you're going to take a, like these people, you got these people that take this hot yoga. If you're going to have the mindset that I'm going to go take a hot yoga class, because the yoga people aren't going to give a damn, because they want your money. So they're not going to tell you, oh, well, I think we should, you know, space this out. They don't give a shit. But you better give a shit and realize what situation you're putting yourself in to make that decision if you want to continue with that or not.
Definitely.
And that's what's going to happen when these classes eventually open up, whenever that means, whenever that whenever that is, and make that decision. Because they will return in some capacity. And just make sure that you are not sick. Make sure that you feel okay. Don't tough it out. The age of toughing it out is gone.
Yeah.
Right? The age of, oh, you know, I had a cough, but I still got to work today. No.
No way.
That don't work. No pun intended. Yeah.
Yeah.
HR violation. But that's what you got to look at now. So people need to now think. It comes down to the individual and how, like you said, you got to really think and use sense, common sense and logic. If you feel under the weather, you just feel out of it, maybe even.
Yeah.
Don't go. If you just feel run down now, think of that as like, you know what? I'm just going to stay home.
Yeah.
It's that kind of thinking that we have to get our mindsets into, which we have not thought of before.
Never before.
Right? Because if you're like, gosh, what a day I got. I'm tired, but I still got to work till 5. If you got something weird, get out of there.
Leave. Yeah.
You got to in this day. And that's how you determine your workouts. That's how you determine, because it's evolved. The disease has evolved too, right? It's now become like it's not just respiratory anymore. You could stub your toe when you get corona. You could get a muscle injury now, which is a bit crazy that that's the case.
Yeah.
You know, but that might be the only, you know, symptom you get, which is good, better than a ventilator. But look at all of those factors.
I mean, they even found it in fecal matter. So
right.
They found it, you know, I mean, so they can find it anywhere.
Right. So before anybody starts eating shit, all you need to do is just look at yourself.
And your shit.
And handle your shit. Don't touch it. And then you just figure out what is it that you want to do. What is it that you're trying to do? If you feel out of it, don't go in a group of 10, because then worst case scenario, we got another cluster. It's just how it happens. It's just weird. But people use common sense more than ever, hopefully, when it's not so common.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's all I got for the individual.
Yeah.
Because you have a lot of them spooked. So.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. It is top of mind for many reasons. But the other thing that I wanted to bring up as well.
Yeah.
And I think I think about it a lot as somebody who. Okay, so I was actually doing a group fitness class at UH. I've done it now for like 3 or 4 years. Where it's like a bootcamp style, but I haven't done it in. Since last spring break, because that's when everything was starting to go crazy.
Right.
But it didn't impact me in any meaningful way, because that was just for fun. You know, my job is actually a student. So I didn't see the impact to my bottom line as in terms of compensation.
Yeah.
And I say that because what I found was a lot of my friends who are in the fitness industry, this has obviously impacted them a lot. And the people who have pivoted to doing stuff like Zoom classes and stuff, thank God we have, you know, technology that lets us do this. But if you were, I'm so now what I'm saying is, maybe to talk to the people who were going to a gym, who were really serious about their fitness, really loved going to see their trainer, loved going to the group fitness class that they were a part of or had a coach.
Yeah.
If that person has pivoted to go onto Zoom or something, and you are not joining them and participating with them in that avenue and support and subscribing or paying for their services that way, I suggest you do it. And specifically I say that because number one, you might find that you like it. I know this is anecdotal, but one of my friends, she used to go to Egan's boot camp religiously.
Yep.
Then she stopped when everything closed down and she was doing his Zoom classes. She finds that she loves it even more. Like, she has so much more time on her, you know, and she can focus and go get back to work. So I'm just saying, you might enjoy it. The other thing, too, is you want to make sure these people who you love and care about and who impact your life in such a powerful, positive way, you want to make sure they're here once all of this craziness is done. This is really scary times right now. So if you want to make sure your coach, your instructor, your trainer is going to be here once this is done, you should support them now. And then finally, to say, this is a way that you can give back in a very specific, actionable way to give back to the community. You don't have to go and, obviously, you can donate money to a nonprofit or something. Great. But this is another way to do it, and you benefit from it. You're helping somebody you care about. You're going to get training and expertise in health, and you're going to help them to just stay afloat. So just something to think about.
No, that's an excellent point. Incredible point, because fitness is investing in yourself, right? That's always been a thing that's been talked about. So now you're investing in the thing that is investing in yourself, and you're giving it to a nonprofit, being the person, and you're getting something out of it physically, health wise. That's a phenomenal point that has not been brought up. So, yeah, I totally, trillion percent agree. And that's what people got to do to stay afloat, really, both ends. Because health is more important now than ever, but I don't think people realize health is now more important than ever. They realize it in a different aspect of just one virus. So that's how it needs to be moving forward. That was, excellent.
Yeah. Was there anything else, Aaron, that you wanted to bring up regarding?
Well, do I? No. No, that was a false alarm. Well, sorry.
Yeah, that was like. Huh?
That was like I was gonna like get mad again, but no, I don't get mad here. I rant. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I do. I forgot that I do have. So every show we're gonna have some recommendations, whether it's like a resource or just like some music and stuff.
Oh. Okay. Yes, I remember you mentioning this before we started. Okay. Oh, I have something for you. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Go with it. Go with it.
So that smile that you see on Aaron's face when I told him about what I wanted to do for the show, he was like, "Oh,"
and that was actually what I did. Yeah.
Yeah, and I said, "Well," he's like, "Do you want me to tell you now, or do you want me to tell you on the show?" So I asked.
I like your impersonation of me. That's great. That's nobody really does that.
I've been practicing it.
You're getting good.
So here's my recommendation. It's a fun one. So I have a just bear with me. I'm 82 years old. So if you're like, "God, this song is so old," give me a break, okay? But this is a...
Is a song from 82? Okay, like go with it.
No, it's not. It's actually from last year. But every now and then when I say it to somebody younger than me, I'm like, I really like this song. You're like, God, this is such an old song.
God, come on, Summer.
I know.
What are you thinking? All right.
This is like a cool down song or it's a chill out song. Right. So maybe it'd be good right now. Like if you're riled up from what we just talked about, you can listen to this.
I'm riled up right now. Okay, yeah. What is it?
So the title of the song, it's all smashed together because... This is a young person. It's called Get to Know Me. Get the letter, the number, not the letter, not the number to know me. Get to know me.
Oh, okay.
The artist is Kennedy Rode. And of course, to make it even more complicated, it's a female singer. Rode is RD dot. It's the abbreviation.
Oh, the abbreviation of Rode. Wow. That sums up 2019 right there. Just what you just said.
Get to know me. By Kennedy Rode.
I have no clue. Cool down song. I feel like we need to play it right now, but if we play it right now, they're just going to boot us off. Copyright.
Yeah, I know.
So yeah, anyone that's not listening to this, that's listening to this, please feel free to play that song. If you don't know, look for it. I have no clue what that is. This is my first time ever hearing those words in a sentence. I have no clue what the hell you just said.
I discovered this song from somebody's Instagram stories. I'm like, oh, I like this song. Yeah.
Okay.
That's how I found it.
And that did it for you. Cool down song. Yeah. This is the cool down song, to clarify.
The cool down song. Yeah. Chill out song.
Okay. We need to cool down. We need to chill out in this crazy world.
You need balance, right? You need
a balance. Yin and yang.
Light, dark.
That's right. The force and
not
the...
Too sweet. Not too sour.
Wow, you're doing impersonations. This is like only episode one, and you already got like a rap Replinger. Work on a lot of those. Okay, so am I supposed to give a song? Am I supposed to say a song? Okay, an exercise song? Okay, so this is the big reveal.
Okay.
This is where I went that I did that laugh that you impersonated.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me clearing my throat too. Okay, DJ Cool. Okay, so the song is there is no song because I do not listen to music when I work out.
What?
I don't like music when I work out. I never can stand music when I work out. I have no song for you. The song is nothing.
You are insane. You are a psychopath. What do you mean you don't listen to music?
What I do in my personal, I don't listen to anything when I work out. It gets in my way. I look at the exercise to kind of as a word to clear my head. And whenever, like, if I'm in a group class,
yeah,
CrossFit class or what have you, or even in the club or in the gym, and there's music obviously playing, the first thing that I say is, "Can we turn this shit down?" I'm that guy. Can we make it softer?
You're that guy.
It's too loud.
I DJed that guy
before. I'm not gonna say this out loud to him. I'm like, "Hey guys," but I'm just like in my mind, I'm just like, "Can we just turn this shit off?" And it doesn't matter what genre. I mean, there'll be songs, of course, that I would know, of course, and whatnot, hip hop songs, whatnot. I used to DJ in clubs, for God's sakes. But that's that world. DJing is another world. The fitness world is. Okay. I don't wanna mix and match here. And then plus, if I have a music playing, and then back in the day with headphones, I just didn't like the headphones, right? Granted, you know.
Yeah.
Flash forward to now with the AirBuds, but then on top of that, then it's always shuffling the music. I was always annoyed wanting to hear a different song, so I'm just gonna be playing with the music and not being focused on what the workout is. So I can't just let it run. I can't just let the songs run because that's just not my
not
deal, right? I only let that run when I'm driving, right?
Okay.
But if it's a workout, I can't. I just can't do it. I just there's a little thing like in the when I'm in the studio and I don't own the studio, but the owner of the studio, he's not listening to this. He plays the music so freaking loud that it's like, why are we at a rave right now? Like, it's so then because of the music playing so loud, we have to talk louder because we can't hear what the other person in front of me is saying. So then it turns into some screaming fest with just me and my client and then him and his client. So four people yelling at each other when it's not necessary. So can we just turn the shit off? So then I would, because I have the power to walk over there and actually, I just walk my way over to the iPad.
Okay.
And then you know what he does after? Later, puts it right back up. I'm like, why? Why do we need it so loud? And he's playing.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
You know, and of course, it's all like EDM and dance music, workout 2020 mix, you know, cardio blast and all this generic shit. And it's like, I don't want this blasting in my mind like for 4 hours of three straight clients.
Oh, yeah.
You know, on that end. So on all spectrums, I don't like music. I'm not a fan of music. More power to any of you, to yourself, Summer, with Kennedy 2, but whatever the hell that was called, the road.
Kennedy Road.
So be it. Enjoy.
So your recommendation is silence.
Silence.
Got it.
That was my reveal. There is no song.
That's deep.
Isn't that like a, what a twist. Huh?
That is.
Little ending there.
The ultimate twist.
Like, we could put this show up, right? And then we'll, like, put, like, a little teaser, like, and then you get to hear the reveal of what Aaron's favorite workout song is. And you can put that as, like, a tagline, if anyone's going to give a shit.
Wow.
But, yeah, the answer is nothing. It's like Sixth Sense. It's like, you know, Bruce Willis is the ghost, right?
For that people really didn't watch is, that. And it's see dead people.
Well, I see no music.
You see no music. So, like, even if you're trying to do, like, a deadlift PR and you're going to lift your brains out, just silence.
Silence. Be silent, be still. Shout out to Never Been Kissed, the movie. Remember that, Summer?
I remember.
Oh, no, not Never Been Kissed. She's All That. She's All That? Yeah. What, Freddie Prinze Jr.?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. Remember Freddie Prinze Jr. was doing that mime or, like, that spoken word stuff on the stage to impress Lainey, and then he was at that thing.
That.
We're going really deep into a movie no one cares about right now. But
wait, you said Can't Hardly Wait?
No, it was a She's All That. Remember that?
You know what? I didn't see She's All That.
Right?
For some reason,
we all saw. Of course, you've seen She's All That. Everyone's seen She's All That. But it's Freddie Prinze Jr., right? and the girl that doesn't work anymore, and then you got
she's the one that did your, this is your brain on acid, or this is your brain on drugs with the cracked eggs. This is your brain on
yes, that was Lainey
commercial,
right? And Paul Walker was in there.
Yeah. Okay.
Rest in
peace. Yeah, that one was okay. I like that movie way better.
So yeah. Be silent, be still. Okay. Forget it. We're spending way too much time on this movie, so screw it.
Yeah,
but yes, silence. Silence.
Silence. That's okay. It. Okay.
Deadlifts, any kind of lifts, any kind of ups, cleans, jerks, snatches.
All of that.
Silence.
Nothing.
No.
Okay. Okay. Well, with that being said.
What an ending. What an episode one, huh? Oh, it just can't get any better.
What else is going to be on Sleep Time's Over? Like, what else is coming up for shows and stuff?
Well, as today is the 25th of September, I'm going to get this one out for everyone on the 26th, hopefully. What are you drinking? What is that?
Gin.
I like how you pause there.
I don't drink. No.
It's a what?
This is a protein juice.
You're being skeptical right now. You're not telling me the truth right now.
No, I'm. What are you drinking? It's a protein juice.
You sure? It looks like water.
I found it from Costco. Oh, okay. Yeah, because the light is.
All right, it's your lighting. All right, just checking. Because you did that very respectfully how you went to drink. You like you were by the mic, right? Like I don't know if you're standing or sitting, but then you went down, and then you really covered up entirely your face to just make sure that you got the straw, which. If anyone has heard before, a guy should not drink out of a straw, but woman's okay. But you covered it very well, like that. And you went very respectfully. So I just had to ask what we were drinking.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, in my culture, that's a, you know, it's an erogenous zone. So you want to just cover it.
The Chinese? Okay. Yeah. The Chinese do that?
The quarter.
Okay.
The 25% of me that is Chinese.
Yeah, right. Right.
Yeah.
Just checking. So.
I'm standing on bound feet, so.
Oh, you are? Oh. Okay, that solves that.
I am standing. I don't have bound feet, just FYI.
We're revealing a lot at the end of this episode one. So, shout out to anybody still listening to this. And with that said,
Hello.
Anybody? As this show will come on the 26th, I'll put this up there. I'll put this up there on the YouTube because we're doing a video. And we'll do the audio. Every Friday will be a show. So, just for this coming weekend, we're going to put up the intro show that we did and today's one. Then, therefore, after that, we got the live Instagram live coming up. Megan Cao, city prosecutor candidate for Honolulu, is going to be on Wednesday. That's 6:30 p.m. After that, we're going to have Keith Amamiya. We'll be on October the 7th. And going from there, we got Steve Alm, October 14th. Rick Blangiardi, October 21st. So that is the coming weeks. It's going to be a lot of... talk that we're not talking over here. Maybe I'll just bring up She's All That with Megan Cao and see what.
Yeah, ask her about it.
She's and like our age.
Yes.
So, you know.
Yeah, she would know.
She's a fan, probably. So,
ask
yeah.
them all what kind of music recommendations they have.
For oh, their cool gosh. Work albums. Okay, let's end with this. Here's the predictions of what each one will. I'm going to give a prediction of what each one's going to say.
Oh, okay.
Megan Cao, I'm going to say. Because of her job, she does not work out. God, that's awful. But I'm going to say she does not work out.
Too busy to work out. Okay.
But I think she listens to the hip-hop, maybe ratchet music in the car. Mm-hmm. I think she's... Because she was a clubber back in the day. But she I don't think she works out. Too. Yeah, so therefore no working out music for Megan. We go Keith Amamiya, who recently did yoga on IG Live. I don't know if Keith... listens to music. I really don't know what
he might
Keith,
be a silence guy.
I think Keith is a silence, no hobby whatsoever guy. So I will probably ask him and go a little deeper to what does he like to do.
I bet you he's gonna say what every local Japanese guy is gonna say around that age and older is he'll probably say, "Oh, I like Kalapana." They all like Kalapana.
Interesting bet.
That's
to take
what I'm
there.
Saying. That's my
prediction. Summer says Keith Amamiya is gonna say Kalapana.
Yes.
He could go the Hawaiian route. He could.
Oh, he could go the Hawaiian route. Yeah.
Yeah, he could
Kaylee
go that.
Kaylee Rice Shell. He might say like Kaylee Rice Shell, you know. Like,
wow. See, I just can't.
That was.
I can't see
really
Keith.
Popular.
Yeah, but this is Keith Amamiya, and I don't know if he knows much of all of the outside culture. So I'm not, God, that's like a rip at him, isn't it? I'm going to so
but
ask him this.
But Kim Leroy's show was like huge, right?
But I don't even know if, I can't see Keith driving around in his like Audi.
Prius?
Prius, you think? Nah, I think he's a businessman. He's a businessman. He's got the Audi. He's got the Audi hybrid. He's going to be in his Audi, or Lexus. Lexus hybrid. And he's not going to be listening to, I don't think he's listening to that. He's going to be listening to like NPR or something like that.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, maybe NPR.
Or maybe like one of his coaches of his campaign team, like sending him flash notes or something. Audio.
Okay.
Keith's
okay.
not listening to this. Oh gosh. This is turning into like a really like I'm just talking really shit. Okay, and then we got Steve Ulm, right? Steve Ulm looks like I don't know the age, so I'm not gonna speculate on the age of Steve Ulm.
Okay.
I'm thinking he's like a rock guy. He likes rock.
Me too.
Right? He looks like that kind of guy, right?
Yes.
Because, you know, his face, he's Holly. So he's gonna like old like 70s rock and shit. So he's gonna probably like Leonard CCR. Skinner. Right. Exactly. Yeah. So then we got Rick Blangiardi.
Creedence Clearwater revival.
I think Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Right. Yeah. He's going to be into that. It takes him back to Woodstock. So then we got Rick Blangiardi, who's, you know, he's Italian. He is older. He's in his late 70s. He's going to obviously probably say Frank Sinatra. He's going to say, you know, a bunch of Italians.
Frankie Valli. And the Four Seasons.
I can't picture Rick listening to Frankie Valli, but he probably... And then,
I bet you he does.
But then he always likes to throw these things out. Like back several years ago when I interviewed him, he always would, to make him feel like he knows what's going on with the current times, he would always bring up the song, It's All About the Bass by Meghan Trainor. And he was very excited to tell me this. Like he really like he really like made himself feel relevant.
What is it with old people thinking that's cool? My dad was big on Meghan Trainor. I'm like, Dad... Middle-aged white women in Ohio love that music. Okay, it's not cool. You keep making like it's cool. It's not. What is it with Meghan Trainor? Especially that song. My dad will listen to that song to work out.
Join us for episode 2 where we go inside of the mind of old people and why do old men like Meghan Trainor? She's not even that attractive. So it's not that, right?
I don't get it. I mean,
unless Rick wants
maybe
some.
Maybe because she's sassy. I mean,
well, who is it in 2020? But I don't know, man. Okay, so that confirms it. Another old man likes Meghan Trainor.
Yeah.
And they're excited to tell people this. So he was
like
excited.
I should be impressed.
Exactly. So that's what Rick said. So it's a thing. So I don't know if he's still listening to it now. That would be hilariously insane if he was. But this was like in 2017. Right. And he just loves saying the chorus to that. I'm like, why? And then he'd be like, and he'd always, because he's Italian, he'd be like, it's all about that bass, baby. I'm like, I get it, Frank, but is it really all about the bass? So that's what Rick's listening to.
Okay,
well, there you have it. Episode 1.
Yay!
That's what we got. Enjoy. Any final words here, or are we out of here?
Yeah, nope.
We should be out of here.
That's
right now.
It for me.
That's it for me as well.
Tune in to the next show. Yeah. Thanks, folks.
Tune in for the next
show. Thanks for tuning in. Yeah. And it'll be as wackadoo as this one was. Yeah, probably more as it evolves. But
right.
Everybody take care of each other. Stay safe. Stay sane. Bye bye.
Okay. End.